Star 106.3 with Lakey and Larne's resident mummy blogger, the subtle mummy, a.k.a. Zoe George, is back this morning. Morning, Zozo.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, Zoe.
Hey, loved your blog. Which team are you? I'm a Cowboys man through and through.
That's not really the teams that we're talking about, is it, Zoe?
No, it's all about football today, isn't it?
Yeah, the resident football blogger.
Oh, God, sorry, guys, maybe I didn't get the right memo.
Team self-improvement versus team self-acceptance. It is a great blog. You should check it out, Star 106.3, on Facebook right now as well.
Okay, so I recently wrote a blog for Little Boutique about perfect mums, and it wasn't a rant or a hate piece on perfect mums. It was about empowering one another, and if some mums seem to have it more together than others, then good on them for it. As women, we seem to have an instinct to tear each other down and judge each other. And it's not just mums. It happens in the workplace, in friendship groups, within families, etc. And we need to stop trying to pigeonhole each other into groups and just start letting people live their lives in their own way. Once you become a mum, you begin to notice all these groups, and people will try and pigeonhole you into these groups. There's the hippie mums, the working mums, the pro-breastfeeding mums, the pro-formula mums, the stay-at-home mums, the vaxxers, the anti-vaxxers, the hippie pro-breastfeeding stay-at-home anti-vaxxers. Reading this article this week about team self-improvement versus team self-acceptance, and as I read the self-acceptance mums, I was thinking, great, finally a group that models NFG, no F's given. I was saying team self-acceptance haven't had their boobs lifted, they aren't on some crazy diet plan, and they feel good about it. And I thought, great. Then I read about team self-improvement being all about striving for the best version of ourselves daily, expected to look like models and have ever advancing careers, etc. My question is, why can't there be a happy medium? I'm not either of those groups. I don't expect to look like a model, but I do want to lose some baby weight. I'm choosing to stay at home with my kids, but I'm still working on a career from home because that's what makes me happy.
Mm.
So, yeah, the last line of this article said, sometimes being on team self-acceptance sucks because all of our visible role models are on team self-improvement. And this really annoyed me. There are plenty of real women out there, full of figured women who are stay-at-home mums. There are plenty of brands that use real women to sell their products. But come on, people. Does the media really dictate role models? Do we not have a brain of our own to be able to look around and see what reality is? Yes, Jack Beckjard was followed by over 500,000 people, and she was back to her pre-baby jeans days after having Billy, her daughter. And good on her for that. That was realistic for her and probably many other women who are naturally thin. She doesn't have to be a role model because the way she bounced back into her pre-baby weight. She might be a role model to some people because no matter how hard she works, she still finds time to play with their kids after a long day and read them a story every night before bed. Mm-hmm. My point is that we shouldn't be on teams. Just be you, parent, and exist the way you want to and stop worrying about what everyone else is doing. Be team you.
It's a good message, and particularly about Beck Judd, because now she's just had the twins as well. Little identical baby boys, Tom and Darcy, but it'll be interesting to see the media and how they sort of speculate over her all over again.
Of course, because that's how Beck Judd sort of got her name in the media as well, for the twins on the Brownlow carpet that night.
Oh, gosh.
They're a good set of twins.
Great set of twins. Very healthy. Born at a very nice weight indeed. I think, yeah, it is a good... there's some great valid points there, Zoe, hey, because mummy forums and social media, that's where a lot of this goes on, isn't it? It's sort of... It's like you'll see something on the internet or an article, even take for, I think it was last Sunday night, A Current Affair and Ashy Bynes and her baby weight, or 60 Minutes or something like that.
Yep.
And the social media backlash was just insane, and it just thrives and sort of feeds on each other, doesn't it? And we're kind of guilty of it as well, I guess, on the radio every morning. You've kind of got to pick a side and an opinion every now and then.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think as far as the nastiness, and we could all learn something and take a leaf out of your blog as far as self-acceptance goes, and people doing their own thing and accepting that your decisions are your decisions, but not necessarily the only right decision.
That's right. You've got to do what works for you. And some, you know, there's a lot of, in the mummy forums and just in general, there is a lot of, you know, fed is best versus breast is best and all these sorts of things. Like, so many women feel really like they're not a real mum if they didn't breastfeed because they're judged so badly on it.
Yeah.
But that it's the reality is not everybody can breastfeed, and not everybody wants to breastfeed, you know.
Great to get your thoughts this morning. Which side are you on? And the answer is you shouldn't really need to be on any side, but it is a conversation that's out there, and it's so great to be able to share those conversations with you in the show. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.